Police in London are investigating allegations of corruption in Britain's system of awarding knighthoods and other honors. Tony Blair has denied any wrongdoing, but a government advisor was arrested yesterday, and the Prime Minister's credibility has now come under question. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
The police investigation began last month after Tony Blair's Labour Party was accused of selling honours. Labour Party officials have admitted that the party received the equivalent of some $25 million in loans from 12 businessmen, some of whom were later nominated for seats in Britain's House of Lords. But the party denied selling the peerages and rejected allegations that the donors' companies benefited in any way. Angus McNeill of the Scottish National Party was one of the members of Parliament who'd pushed for a police inquiry.
It's certainly a very serious offence to be buying and selling honours, and when I first spoke to the Metropolitan Police, I could see they were taking this very seriously indeed, despite the fact that some commentators didn't think that was the case.
The man arrested yesterday was linked to slightly different allegations of cash for honours. He's Des Smith, a head teacher from East London who'd become a government advisor on education. It was his job to find sponsors for 200 new inner-city academies. This is one of Tony Blair's pet schemes, an effort to create better-performing urban schools using donations from wealthy individuals. Des Smith resigned his post in January after statements he made to an undercover newspaper reporter posing as a potential donor. Smith said that someone who gave a large sum of money to one of the flagship schools could expect a knighthood or even a seat in the House of Lords. Today, Education Minister Bill Rammell sought to play down the whole affair.
Academies are a good thing, and it is a good thing as well that individuals of their own free will and volition are actually contributing to this process. Yes, they can be considered for an honour, but there's certainly no guarantee, and nothing we have done would suggest that that is the case.
The opposition Conservative Party admitted that it too accepted loans from wealthy individuals. Political patronage in the UK, like political patronage anywhere, has been around as long as there has been politics. But Tony Blair has always been at pains to stress that his government is squeaky clean. Some observers have lamented a decline in commitment to public service for its own sake. Lord Armstrong is a former cabinet secretary.
We ought to try to get back to a system where if you're asked to undertake some kind of public service, you do it without promise of reward or recognition in the public honours list. That comes separately when you've done the public service. People on the whole used to be glad to be asked to do public services of that kind.
Tony Blair has promised to step down before the next election, due before 2009, though he has not said when. Allegations of sleaze will not help him if he wants to continue for much longer. Prime Minister's office would not comment on yesterday's arrest. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.